This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Shares of Boeing closed off about 2.5% today. Suboptimal is what I think their aeronautical engineers might say about that. But really not so bad given the news of the day. The Federal Aviation Administration came out this morning and said it is going to do a full review, soup to nuts, of the new 787 design, manufacturing, and assembly. Comes after some serious electrical problems and some not-so-serious other kinds of problems. Andy Pastor is a senior writer for The Wall Street Journal. Andy, it's good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
So I read in your newspaper this morning that the FAA spent 200,000 hours certifying this airplane, and yet somehow it seems perhaps not enough?
Well, this is a very interesting development, and I would say it merits the word unprecedented. The FAA hasn't done something like this in at least three decades. They've essentially approved a new jetliner, fully certified for service, carrying passengers. And now, essentially, the FAA said, we want to make doubly sure that, in fact, the airplane is as safe and as reliable as we think it is and we thought it was.
Let's be really clear here. They have not grounded it. They are not saying it's unsafe. They're just going back in, what, double-checking?
Well, that's correct. But in this aviation, this world of aviation, double-checking something like this amounts to a huge black eye and, of course, raises questions among passengers and investors and customers about the reliability and safety of this plane.
Put this in perspective for me historically, though, because it used to be we didn't used to have the chance to discover these things because new planes would just crash and people would die.
That's absolutely right. And the safety record for U.S. commercial airlines in recent years is phenomenal. There are many years where there isn't a single fatality in the U.S. And you have to go back to the 1970s, to the era of the DC-10. Some of your listeners may remember when there were crashes and the FAA and investigators forced a lot of changes to those aircraft. But in recent years, this is quite unusual. The FAA now is essentially saying, we want to make sure not only that the design is as good as we thought it was, but in fact that Boeing is manufacturing them just as we thought they would and that we mandated that they would. And that raises a bunch of questions about their subcontractors, which we can talk about.
Well, let's do that just a little bit because this, I mean, one of the things that happened with this airplane was that the FAA let Boeing self-certify, which does seem a bit of a misnomer.
Well, that is part of the issue, but I would contend that a much more intriguing and important issue is the fact that there are many more subcontractors on this aircraft than there have been on previous planes. This is the nub of the issue. Even minor deviations and defects can create big problems in the air.
So this morning at the FAA's press conference, they actually had a Boeing guy up there on the podium with them. Is that a little bit because the FAA and Boeing are sort of they both find themselves in a little bit of a hot spot here with all these incidents?
I think you put your finger on the exact point. The Boeing fought vigorously to try to prevent the FAA from making this announcement and from starting this review. When they lost that fight, I think they got as a gift, if you will, or at least as a compromise, that they would be able to be at the conference and make some statements.
Let's say Boeing calls you this afternoon and says, hey, Andy, we're going to have a special press flight on Monday just to show you everything's good and safe and sound. Are you going to go flying with these guys?
If they have a test pilot flying the aircraft, that's a no-brainer. Of course I would. And if it was a regular commercial flight, I don't work for Boeing. I don't advertise for them. I try not to be completely objective. I think statistically speaking, you have to say that these planes are not inherently and imminently unsafe to fly.
Andy Pastor writes for The Wall Street Journal about Boeing today in the 787. Andy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.